What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the Giants Nation podcast. So guys, I decided to come back on my podcast just because I have another list for you guys that I want to share. My list for today, I'm going to be including my three reasons why I feel like the New York Giants will win the NFC East. And you guys know me, I'm a very realistic person. You know, sometimes when you're an NFL fan, you gotta witness some negativity, you know, no team is great. You know, every team always has an error that they gotta fix. You know, so I'm also gonna be including my two reasons why they won't, you know. So without further ado, let's get right into my list. You know, with the calendar officially turning to July, the countdown to training camp kicking off is on for the New York Giants. While the countdown still lingers on for the Giants to get a potential long-term deal done with Saquon Barkley, and with most fans still having eyes fully glued to the July 17th deadline, they are also fully attentive to the July 26th date for the start of camp, which I can't wait either. Now, this is actually the first time since the end of the 2016 season where the Giants are coming off a playoff season, and the anticipation for the 2023 campaign is at its highest. Giants fans like myself, you know, like, we all feel like this team is done with losing, and they can be a playoff team again like they were a season ago. No longer are the Giants winning just 4 or 5 games each season and stuck in the 22-59 demise that they were in from 2017 to 2021. And also, we all remember the medium Pepsi days, as some call it, are long gone. You know, look at the Giants are back to serious football. After the 2022 season, the Giants have given the fan base a reason to believe in again. In this list, you know, I'm taking a look at three reasons the Giants can win the NFC East this year. However, we're also looking at two things that will stop them. You know, so let's get right into this list. Here's why they will. It's very simple. Teams don't repeat at champions. You know, if you look at the history of the NFC East division, which we all know, there hasn't been a repeat at the NFC champion since the 2003 and 2004 season by the Philadelphia Eagles. So this is something that I feel like we all must take into consideration leading up to week one. In each of the last three seasons, the other three teams have been the division winner, with the Washington Commanders, who are now the football team, the Washington Commanders, who are then called the Washington Football Team, they won the NFC East in 2020, the Dallas Cowboys won the NFC East in 2021, and the Philadelphia Eagles won the NFC East in 2022. So, if you go by that logic, you would think it could be the Giants' turn. You know, the fan base down in Texas might think they have a case to win the division. But then again, winning the division is the only thing the Cowboys and their supporters have had to celebrate since a Super Bowl win back in 1995. The Eagles on paper, I said it before, I'll say it again. The Philadelphia Eagles, they're, you know, if any team will want to get to the Super Bowl in the NFC, they're going to have to get either through. I mean, the only team that I can see taking on the Eagles is the 49ers, you know. But, like, if you want to go to the Super Bowl and represent the NFC, you got to get through the Philadelphia Eagles. Because, you know, I said it before, you know, I said this before about Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts has proven to me that he is one of the best quarterbacks in the NFC. There's no question about that. You know, my only problem with Jalen Hurts once he came into the league was his decision making and his accuracy. You know, and he checked those two things off so quickly. You know, Jalen Hurts, He has everything you want in a quarterback. He's a big, strong, mature quarterback, you know, and he deserved every penny that was coming his way. You know, look at the Eagles on paper are clearly good enough to win this division. But again, teams, like I said before, teams haven't repeated as a division winner in over 20 years. The Giants have just as good as of a shot to win as the other teams do. Don't write them off. That's all I gotta say. All right, guys, number two. Here's why the Giants won't win the division. Like I said, I just said their names like 2 or 3 seconds ago. Here's why they won't. I still feel like the Philadelphia Eagles are still the team to beat, not just in this division, but in this conference. Ric Flair once said, "To be the man, you've got to beat the man." And right now, the Philadelphia Eagles are the man in the NFC East. They are the reigning NFC East champions, as well as the NFC champions heading into the 2023 season. While they did lose some players to free agency, they also drafted very well, which pissed me off, and are expected to return a lot of the team, you know, and return a lot of the team we saw make it to the Super Bowl last season. Look at the Eagles, not only went 14-3 for the regular season, but they also went 4-2 in the division, and were 2-0 in the regular season against the Giants. Plus, that horrific 38-7 beating the Eagles handed to the Giants in the NFC divisional round. Most saw the game as a measuring stick as far as where the two franchises were. What I said about that game, you guys heard what I said. I said this. It was an unfair matchup. The Eagles, we had no chance. That's why I wasn't totally pissed off when we lost, because I knew I wasn't going to be surprised if we lost. You know, I mean, the Eagles, they have one of the best offensive lines. They have arguably two of the best wide receiving duos in Devontae Smith and AJ Brown in all of football. You know, Dallas Goedert, you know, even though he's not, I don't see him as a top five tight end, but he's not a top 20. I think he's a top 10, top 15 tight end, you know. And then you got that daunting defense, who also have more sacks than the 85 Bears. Like, what? Like, we were going into that game with a lot of confidence, but you know, our offensive line, like, the Giants were still rebuilding. No one on the Giants wide receiving core last season could not catch. That's number one. And number two, we had a lot of young players on this offensive line, you know? And Daniel, you know, the only talented players besides Saquon Barkley on the Giants offense was Isaiah Hodgins and Darius Slayton. Sterling Shepard wasn't there, and Wando Robinson wasn't there because they both got hurt. You know, we didn't have a lot of talent. You know, I thought it was an unfair matchup. You know, the Eagles were at the top of the NFC and the NFL class. The Giants are not. I feel like if that is still the case, then maybe we will see the team that did repeat as division champions from 20 years ago do it again in 2023. It might not mean the Giants won't be a playoff team. You know, I'm not saying that, but I feel like the Eagles are still a team loaded with talent who can make a run again. You know, so that's all I gotta say. All right, guys, number three. Here's why the Giants will win the NFC East. The Giants improved drastically from 2022. You know, the Giants made a $160 million investment in the 2023 season, thinking they will take the next step as far as their play goes. This was that, you know, that was the deal the Giants gave to Daniel Jones after his 2022 season, where he led the Giants to the playoffs and a playoff win as well. I mean, look, in order to double down on that $160 million investment in Daniel Jones, the Giants needed to give him additional reinforcements to make sure the team, especially the offense, trends upwards. They traded for Darren Waller, drafted Jalen Hyatt, signed Paris Campbell, and they're still working on getting Saquon Barkley back under contract. On top of that, the Giants added perhaps one of the best centers in the draft in John Michael Schmitz. You know, a year ago, several of the Giants' key weapons were either injured, traded, or just didn't show up on game day. Two of those players are expected to return in Sterling Shepard and Wando Robinson. And if they can remain healthy, they could be key contributors in the Giants' offense in 2023. Two key contributors from the passing game in 2022 are also back in Isaiah Hodgins and Darius Slayton. Given the fact that Kenny Galladay wasn't a factor during the season and Kadarius Toney was traded at midseason at the deadline, it was up to those two to be the Giants' 1-2 punch in the passing game. Daniel Jones, he has a variety of options to get the ball down the field to. If the offensive line can improve from what they were last year, it should give Daniel Jones more time to scan the field and find players like Darren Waller, Jalen Hyatt, Isaiah Hodgins, or Darius Slayton for big yardage. Plus Saquon Barkley as well, as he's also a key in the passing game as well as the run game. Look at many people feel that the Giants are trending upwards, and given the fact that not only was Brian Daboll the NFL's coach of the year, but let's not forget about offensive coordinator Mike Kafka, who was a finalist in several head coaching opportunities and could be one again with the improvements in the offense. Mike Kafka could really bolster his chances again if the Giants are even more improved on offense with weapons added. They should be, yeah. All right, guys, number four. Here's why the Giants won't be winning the NFC East. Even though the Giants changed the turf, I'm still going to mention it just in case. The injury bug. That's why. Yep. Look it. No one should be surprised if the Giants get hurt again. You know? Like, injuries in the NFL are something that teams can never prepare for, but generally always happens. You know, like, I always say injuries are like injuries, it's like magic. Magic shows up, how a magician does a magic trick and it just pops right in front of you. That's what an injury is. It can happen during practice. Like, you can run for hours, let's say you ran for 10 minutes and you feel some pain coming in through your leg. It could not just be your leg, it could be your ankle. You probably messed up your ankle. Like, injuries happen, you know? But generally, it's unfortunate, but they seem to always happen to every single team. And, in some years, it seems like the injury bug tends to hit the Giants harder than most teams, especially when they have had seasons where they have anywhere from 20 to 30 players on the injury list or injury reserve. Saquon Barkley's ACL tear in 2020 put a damper on their season when it took time out for the final 14 games, as did Daniel Jones' neck injury for the final six games back in 2021. Fortunately for the Giants, both players were healthy and were keys to the 2022 team that made the playoffs. Look at the Giants. Obviously, the Giants will need both of them healthy again, as they will for several of their key players on both sides of the ball. Players like Dexter Lawrence, Kayvon Thibodeau, Dory Jackson, Xavier McKinney, and Dexter Lawrence, who all experienced injuries at some point during the 2022 season and for various amounts of games. having them healthy on defense would help the Giants' chances of winning. However, if any were to miss significant time, it can hurt the Giants' chances of stopping teams from putting points on the board. You know, it goes for the other side of the ball, as the Giants will need Daniel Jones, Saquon Barkley, Darren Waller, and Andrew Thomas to remain healthy and on the field. If the Giants can avoid injuries, it'll definitely help their chances. But again, you know, there is no prepare. I'm just saying this. There is no preparing for the. You know, like there is no prepare. There's no preparation for them when you know when injuries do happen. So, the toughest opponent the Giants could face would be the injury bug. So, yeah. And guys, last but not least, thank God I can end my list on a high note. Here's why the Giants will make the playoffs. The coaching staff, I mean, shouldn't be a surprise. I mean, we've seen what good coaching can do to a team. Bill Parcells and Tom Coughlin were part of two championship teams, and their leadership abilities were key for those Super Bowl teams. You know, a lot of people see the same qualities with Brian Daboll, who is in his first season. He not only led the Giants to the postseason and won a playoff game, but also took home the 2022 NFL Coach of the Year award, and a 2022 NFL Coach of the Year award for his efforts. Many had the Giants pegged as a 5-win team for 2022. Yet Brian Daboll took that team and gave them the confidence to win and finish football games that would have been lost back in 2021. When Brian Daboll was hired by the Giants, he went out and assembled a staff full of diversity and culture, especially when it came to winning and success. And Mike Kafka came from the Andy Reid coaching tree, and Wink Martindale came from John Harbaugh's. Both were not only considered successful assistant coaches and coordinators, but they were also finalists for several head coaching jobs during the offseason. Seeing both Mike Kafka and Wink Martindale return for a second season will give the Giants more continuity and chemistry. You know? I mean, Doug Rush from Instagram, this guy named Doug Rush on Twitter, he posted something saying that Giants defensive coordinator Wink Martindale is listed as the sixth best defensive coordinator in the NFL. This is the list. I can't see the full list, but the names that are popping up. Number two, Lou Anarumo. Three, Vic Fangio. Number four, Dan Quinn. Number five, Steve Spagnuolo. Number six, Don Martindale. Number seven, Raheem Morris. Number eight, Brian Flores. Number nine, N'Giro Evero. Number 10, Steve Wilks. You know, like, many had felt that Daniel Jones' career was floundering before Brian Daboll got there. Brian Daboll, along with Mike Kafka, they may have not only saved it, but they also unlocked it with what Daniel Jones can do on the field. Saquon Barkley was already a tremendous player to begin with. Under Brian Daboll and Saquon Barkley, one of his best overall seasons since his rookie year in 2018. With Wink Martindale coaching, someone like Dexter Lawrence saw the level of this game go from good to great. The Giants have one of the better coaching staffs in the league, and they will only continue to get better with experience, and the team's success moving forward will be the result. The Giants believe in Brian Daboll, and it shows on and off the field. You know, so that's all I gotta say about that. Yeah, guys, those are my three reasons the New York Giants will win the NFC East, and those are my three reasons why the New York Giants will win the NFC East, and also my two reasons why they won't. Hopefully, my three reasons end up end up being realistic than the other two that I just shared. But we'll see what happens. You know, but look at everything on this list. It could happen, you know, because you never know what happens. You know, like usually teams that have successful seasons, those are the teams that end up struggling. You know, but you know, I believe in Brian Daboll. I love his attitude. I love his charisma. I love his coaching. You know, I mean, I've always said it. You know, when the Giants fired Joe Judge, I said that we need someone that shows discipline, that shows true leadership. I want someone who's not afraid to yell at their players. I'm not, you know, I don't mind that. But that's what you need. Look what happened when Daniel Jones yipped that. Look what happens when Brian Daboll yapped at Daniel Jones. Just like that. Daniel Jones just balled out. That's what I mean. You want head coaches who show that fire, you know, because if you don't like that, like that's what football is meant to be. It's meant to turn young men. It's meant to turn kids that come out of college into grown men who are ready to take a hit, and they keep standing up and they take every hit and they avoid it and they go and take that touchdown. That's what you want to see in your players, and that's what Brian Daboll has. That's what he's turned this New York Giants into. That's why I said. That's what I was trying to say when I meant Brian Daboll has turned these little Giants into Giants. You know, they're not little Giants anymore. These are Giants that are actually acting like a giant, and they're killing everything that's coming in their path, and they don't give a damn. That's what I want to see. I want to see a football team that just doesn't give a damn, and they're just going to attack me. That's all I got to say. So, hope you guys enjoyed my list. Let me know how you guys feel about my list, and I'll get right back at you guys. I'll keep you guys updated for more news about the New York Giants or more lists if I have any, so stay tuned. But until then, guys, I am out. Peace.